flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I'm really intrigued on what type of game this is going to be, because both teams are coming off of having their season high in points, right? The Chiefs 32 against the Bills, and then with the help of a lot of turnovers, the Eagles exploded but they put up a double nickel. A double nickel, 55 against the Commanders, and that's their season high. As I said, if I set this thing at the winning score, 26.5, you think it's going to take more or less to win this game on Sunday? You think this is a game that's maybe a little lower scoring underneath that, or you got to be getting closer to 30 points in this game?
Oh, I think you got to bump up to 30.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
You think it's going to be a more high scoring game?
I think so. You got Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid on one side, and you've got a very, very difficult 1-2 punch to stop on the other side. And now the Chiefs may be able to make them one-dimensional. I don't think they will be able to. They may be able to make them one-dimensional, put the game in Jalen Hurts' hands and make it an obvious pass-first situation. I don't know how you accomplish that, but they may get that done. But I see this being both teams more along the lines of what we've seen, right? It don't matter whether you like the product of the Kansas City Chiefs or not. I think any way you slice it, however Andy and Pat have to get it done, I think they bump up against 30. It may be ugly. It may be with Travis Kelce. It may be with Worthy and Brown outside. It may be with big plays. It may be nickel and diamond. It may be Pat Mahomes running keeping the ball on some kind of quarterback read play. But I think they're going to score points. I think they're going to score points either way it goes.
Yeah.
And I just think, look, Philly is when you talk about complementary football, right, and you talk about an offense dictating to a defense, I mean, they're just the best in the game right now doing it, particularly when Jalen Hurts is healthy and his legs are a factor in the game. They have the ability to simplify. This is where, to me, the Eagles have a chance to win this game is they can really put – They can put the Kansas City's Chiefs defense and defensive play caller in a position where their playbook's not just wide open to do whatever the hell you want to do, right? You got to defend the run, not just the run, but you got to defend the quarterback plus one run. You got to defend the zone reads. You got to defend the RPOs, right? In the pass game, you don't have one big time wide receiver to deal with. You've got two, and they've got a tight end that's been really good in the pass game. And if we're being honest, Kellen Moore has been tremendous, at least of late. I haven't watched the Phillies all year long. I mean, the Eagles all year long, but at least of late, he has been absolutely tremendous in getting the football to Goddard in particular in the pass game, and then using Jalen Hurts effectively, not necessarily productively or using these big time runs, but timely and effectively, whether it's a red zone run for a touchdown or it's a keeper just keeping the defense honest and not letting them overcompensate for Saquon Barkley. This is a phenomenal matchup, and Spags is going to have some I think more pressure.
The early downs are going to be huge in this game.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
In that matchup, the Eagles' offense against the Chiefs' defense.
Sure. And look, the Eagles, they specialize in staying in second and short and third and short. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to want to get them into a second and long, third and long to force the game more into Jalen Hurts' hands, where you can play something other than man defense and complicate the game for him. Make Jalen Hurts make some of the more technically difficult throws, where you're throwing into a seven-man zone, you're throwing over backers in front of safeties. You can't throw it short because it's third and nine, right? So you got to throw it down the field, and then they're forcing those windows to be tight. Now Jalen's got to be more precise in the pass game. Now you got advantage Chiefs, right? But if the Phillies can do their thing and 1-2 punch you with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, get you into a single high safety, which a lot of their pressures, you know, a lot of the pressures, you know, that's going to give you one-on-one outside. Kansas City's got some great cover guys across the board. Philly's got some really, really good wide receivers that can beat one-on-one coverage. The matchups across the board, whether you're talking about schematically from a 30,000-foot view or you're talking about the one-on-one matchups across the board, man, this is a great, great matchup.
Yeah, I would say under.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
That 26 and a half.
You think under 26 wins it?
I think. I don't know if I'm with this person who said watch this game be like 17-15. I'm not saying I would go there. I think the thing about these teams is one, and I think what really turned the score up for the Eagles against Washington, and even some of their other games is turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've watched with these two teams in particular, they have not turned the ball over much at all. I think the Chiefs have their first turnover won the fumble against the Bills since week 9. And the Eagles, Jalen had a real interception problem early in the year, turnover problem early in the year, but he has really, really taken care of that towards the middle and in the end of the season. And I think come hell or high water, Steve Spagnuolo is going to make somebody else beat him other than 26. I think he will throw resources at Saquon Barkley to beat him, and I do think that will lead to them having longer drives and maybe the big play element, where a lot of their big plays come from the run game with Barkley. And I think the Chiefs are already a team that drives, that they have long drives. Like, both of these teams have a high amount of 10-plus play drives. on the season. So I don't think there are going to be a lot of possessions in this game like the last one. The last Super, they played 38-35. I don't get a sense it will be up into the high 30s like it was in that game. I just don't know that it will be as many possessions. So I think it'll be kept down a little bit. The only way I think it gets up is if we get turnovers in this game, and obviously that's where you get short fields. I think both teams are going to force the offenses to as you all would say, in the work hard, yeah. Work to score, work to get it. Take them 70, 80-yard drives to get them. And I think these teams, I think the Eagles are more likely to be explosive with Brown as they will get down on the field with that. But I think those are the two things that Spags will come hell or high water to take away, is that big play down the field with Brown and just do whatever he can not to allow Saquon Barkley to be the story of this game.
Well, that's the question. It's hard to do both, no, right? Yeah. I mean, that's why the Eagles team is good. But Spags has been the best in the business, if not the best, one of, for damn sure, at doing that. And so that's what makes this matchup so damn sexy. I tell you, The interesting thing, we always talk a lot here in Houston about the interior defensive line. Like, these two teams, hell, the Eagles got a couple of them, but Kansas City's damn sure got probably the best in Chris Jones. And you got to believe they're going to bring their A game in the damn Super Bowl. I think there's a chance that we can see some of the turnover action that we saw in that Washington game. In this game as well, simply because you've got guys that are going to disrupt from the inside. I mean, it's going to be an absolute battle inside with these interior defensive linemen that are coming too. Man, damn, this, you get me jacked up, and we still a week out of this from the game.
Yeah, no, Davis has been playing big time, and they're going to present issues. This is a team that I think gives the Chiefs offensive line more issues and. From the inside as compared to like the Texans did with the pass rush coming from the edges. And I would say even outside of Ed Oliver, Buffalo too. No, this will be a good one. If you just based off what we've seen all year, these two teams have gone long stretches without turning the ball over. They're capable of doing it, but they've gone long stretches without turning the ball over. So it'll be a fun one. It'll be a fun one. Have you packed a damn thing yet?
I ain't packed a damn thing, man.
I don't even know what suitcase I'm using. I ain't
got many options. I ain't got too many options, man.
Really? You seem like somebody's got some serious luck.
I got a couple of bags, but I borrow my wife's big one if I need a big one. Yeah. This may be a big one.
It's five.
Even though bags. I am driving, I'm driving that LAC thing, I may just be able to hang up a lot of my stuff.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Hey, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, we better have an iron in there.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.